Myself a few paces behind two girls dressed exactly alike, high ponytails with a black fountain of hair that flowed to their waists, two dresses and a retro sweat, classes of both.
They walked similarly but not identically, and as they stepped, one gliding, languid, the other shorter, rustling along, I realized that they were probably not even biological sisters, much less twins. The one on the left was taller, with a golden tint to the back of her head. I strained to catch a glimpse of her face. The girls were headed to the entrance, and I followed right behind.
The doors were not automatic. This was East New York, after all. And as one turned
slightly sideways to bump her hip
and shoulder on the glass, I could see her profile, false lashes, her upturned nose, maybe a hint of reddish freckles, a thick beauty mark that, from my position a few meters back,
may or may not have been pasted on.
A rush of cold air startled me. I almost walked into a display of seasonal fruit, and I grabbed a basket, ready to pretend to look at produce as I kept an eye on the girls. But fresh vegetables were not what these girls had in mind. No. They kept walking, turned a corner, and now I could see that the
other girl also had a beauty mark on the same side. It must be painted then, right? If they were twins, they would be symmetrical. So they were not twins after. Cummings. I followed them down the tunnel and up.
They browsed Cummings.
Chickpeas. Cereal. Rabbits. Vines.
They got hot dogs.
They got
hamburger. Pepper. And frozen hash browns. They would have gone on guard on each of which was grape jelly and apples.
Their hearts were a bit cold. They only placed them on
identical ways. So they had identical, precarious stacks that carved copies. And all the time, I was surreptitiously
trying
to copy a little bit. I picked
sweet peas instead of apple seeds.
Egg or waffles instead of hash browns. Veggie sausage instead of hot dogs, and so on. Then they were up at the front of the store, ready to check out. I didn't know if they'd seen me. I put my basket on the floor.
I raised my hand just a bit to prove to the cashier that I wasn't stealing anything. Shrugged an apology.
Maybe something worth forgetting. Well, squeezed into the narrow pickle lane with the girls. There was no way out but through
this place, and wriggled myself past them both, close enough to smell their musky vanilla perfume and lady speed stick, close enough to see the stray hairs in their glossy lipstick, close enough to feel their big bones and skeptical glares as I pushed past and didn't look back. I kept walking, past the mural, past the grass, past the park, past the railroad tracks, past the big houses, past the library, past the YMCA, past the front door, up the stairs, and into my apartment. I washed my hands and carefully scraped Antoine, the pieces of him I carried, into the sink. I pulled out my sketchbook and tried to remember every detail. Now I was drawing one girl, now I was drawing another. I looked at my marks. So now there were four, two in life and two on the page. I wondered which would last longest. Maybe you have to be two, so that you can have an extra in case one dies, or so that you can persist as long as possible in as many minds as possible. Maybe I too need it to be.
Thank you. What was the first one called? What, did it have a name?
I don't know. Open for suggestions.